Hello, everyone. This is the first of an incredible series of a brand new podcast dedicated purely for the world's largest gathering of entrepreneurs, seducers, you name it, the Global Seduction Lifestyle and Relationships Convention. I'm Vince Kelvin, the founder of the event, here with my spiritual brother and the co-founder of this event. We've been doing it together for 3 years. For me, it's the 10th year anniversary. I'm here with Rash Zipar, motherfucking Divazar, and we have a very, very special guest with us that is part of the lineup of the greatest seducers of all time amongst all of the other fields that will be addressed at the convention. So here you are, my brother Zipar. How are you?
I feel incredible. I mean, right now, if you listen where I am, celebrating, I'm with one of my beautiful girlfriends. We just did a shot with a beautiful waitress. I told her that I would kiss her right now. She said, you can't say that when I'm working. And I said, yes, I must say it to you later. Very pretty. I'm very excited for this event, and I'm very excited about our guest. Our guest is actually the first guy who even spoke to me about pickup, because I did a boot camp with Mystery, and he was the person running the boot camp at that time. He's legendary. I've seen him pick up. He goes into category of the 5 best I've ever seen in my life. And you guys know him as Discovery. His name is Shawn Michaels. Not Shawn Michaels, the wrestler, but Shawn Michaels Discovery. And he's here, and I'm very excited to hear what he has to say. And I'm really honored, you know, that he's going to be at the event, because I was thinking the other day, I wonder if he remembers the day I walked the boot camp. I wonder if he knew I'd be here doing what I'm doing, because I knew I did. So without further ado, the legendary Shawn Michaels, how are you doing, my brother? Discovery, how are you?
My friends, thank you very much and kindly for the warm greeting. And yes, I'm excited. I'm excited. It's because I left you guys in LA. We never got to connect before I left. And here I am back in Manchester in the UK, which isn't a bad place, by the way. I've got 120 bars within a quarter mile radius of my apartment. So that's not too bad. But again, thank you, Rash, for your kind words. And Vince, who's a new friend in our circle to me very recently, thank you for your gracious hospitality while we were in L.A. So, yeah, great to be here.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question, because we have a short podcast. You're coming to this event. You've been doing pickup for a very long time. And you're a master. You're a master pickup artist. So what's something you're going to bring to this event, my brother? What are people looking forward to hearing from you?
I'm going to rattle people's cages. A lot of people, you know, because of the length of time I've had in the game, I've been very fortunate, and I'll say I've been very fortunate, not lucky, because I do believe luck is a mixture between preparation and opportunity. I've been very fortunate to have trained under a lot of good masters themselves, like Mystery, Matador, and Love Drop, and each one of those had very unique styles. They all followed the M3 model, but they all brought it alive in their very unique ways, and because of the amount of exposure and time I had with those gentlemen, I was able to absorb all of their different styles. And I feel very fortunate to not be kind of, a lot of people this year, one-trick ponies, as I'd call it, where they only have one style and they dismiss everybody else's. Well, the reality is all the different styles work. It's finding the right style for yourself and for your students. So I'm looking forward to bringing all the different components together without having to dismiss any other style, which the community, unfortunately, can sometimes be rife with. So one is the different styles of how to apply it. And since the community seems to have moved away in preference from routines and systems, I'm going to be talking extensively how to bring the routines and systems in a more natural way while still being laser focused, which I know you are, Ash, and feel very laser focused in trying to achieve an objective. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited also to be wearing my kilt again, because it's going to be fucking warm up there. And I'm looking forward to donning the kilt. I'm definitely looking forward, because I know where...
I've seen you with the kilts. I've seen you with the kilts. And I remember you would say, do you want to meet my baby's arm or something like that? What would you say? My baby arm?
Yeah.
It's like a lot you would use.
It's like, it's my baby's arm, you know? You got to give it some air.
There you go. You're dirty, dirty, dirty man. Okay. Vince, you're on, my brother. And Sean's going to be there. And he said what he's going to bring to the table. And you and I have been doing this now almost every day doing something, and you're streaming all day. I'm streaming today, too. Oh, what's going on in your world, my brother? What's been going on the last, 10 hours since I talked to you?
Well, you are stating it the proper way, because the GSLR is a journey, and we raise the bar, so I'm in field more than ever before in a structured, dedicated manner to bring the newest breakthrough, which will be refined constantly up to the very hour before my presentation. The topic I'm going to touch on is a true revolution. It will be as significant as discoveries such as, and I didn't mean to say the word discovery came in, randomly, but as people realizing the earth is not flat. You know, I've been around for so long. I know the guys struggle, and there's no reason why they should struggle. And struggle can be very costly because it's a fucking illusion. And then you turn around and 10, 20, 30 years have gone by and you realize you could have. And then we don't want you guys to be bitter in the future. We change this now. So you hear a lot of guys that they come from pushing. They have some pretty good chops that are starting to build, but they always have a fucking butt and they don't get the asses that they want. Especially one thing we hear consistently once a guy realizes it's not just a big deal to have a conversation, get a phone number, hang out with women, is that they do okay with a certain type of women, with an 8, with a 9, but they want more than that. I had a gentleman today on a coaching call who told me, he said, if they're out of my league or when it's a woman that's higher. Those measurements are ridiculous. And then he said, there's something wrong with my mind because when I'm with such women, I behave differently. I said, there is nothing wrong. That's what the mind does for you to survive in those situations. He was a little confused. And then, real quick, the clarity that I brought was that, gentlemen, what happens is absolutely normal, you know? We're bringing expert martial artist, and Rash is an expert as well in that field. Me, I just tackled it, and yet I have a great fascination for the field. Imagine two guys for a moment, okay? And one guy quickly assesses that, let's say, right now you're listening. You got a tiny little guy comes to you and goes, hey, fuck you, and he's pushing you around. And you turn around and you, I can knock this motherfucker down within seconds. Your behavior and your response will be very different than if you turn around and you can tell the guy is not only a deadly fighter, but you notice he has weapons on him. One will trigger fighting, the first one. When you know you can survive by fighting, you fight. And when you realize you couldn't survive by fighting, what do? Surrender. So that's a function of the mind to survive. And when it's triggered, you have a woman, you go, okay, this woman is okay for me the way I see myself, then I can be cocky. But why do you act weird when she's in your own mind better and more beautiful? Because you don't know you can succeed. So you choose to surrender and you are not the same person communicating the same way. And it's all a fucking illusion. And at the GSLR, we're going to kill that illusion because you are not to use such measurements and you have to realize that you bought into an illusion and those women are not out of your league and they're not special. And what I will get the guys to achieve is feel completely natural with anyone, no matter what her looks are like, how famous she is, or any of that. So I'm super psyched. And it's also very exciting that Shawn Michaels gonna be there. I will say more in just a moment. And we got the pink party, so you're gonna be rocking that kilt. The pink party, for those of you guys don't know, we organize our own party. We have an entire nightclub and we're the bouncers at the door. And of course, you know what it's like when it's hot and girls want in, then we are the selectors and you guys will be the part of being the selectors. So I pass it to you, my brother Rash, with the same question. What are you bringing to the plate for this exceptional, global, unlike anything event we have coming up?
Well, what I'm bringing that you can actually see with your own two eyes and experience with your own ears is four beautiful girlfriends who will be there with me live in effect. you guys will see my four beautiful girlfriends. They will show up. You'll see them. I'm going to put them on the stage, and I'm going to ask them a few questions that I'm sure you're very curious about. Now, unless you're me, you don't have this experience. So you need to see what this is like. You need to see what it's like for men to be honest and strong and have four and a lineup of women ready to go, to be 5, 6, 7. This thing has now completely taken over my life and my soul, as I wanted to a long time ago. What you'll see and feel as you go out with me is things that you maybe would read in a mythology book. Any claim that I make about what I can do will actually be smaller than what I can do, and there's a reason for that. Because anybody listening would have to try to see it from their own reality and their own perspective. And it's very difficult. And I understand that I'm never going to be fully understood, but you will be in awe. I'm going to teach you about the subject that has been tabooed for so long, and it's the subject of love, L-O-V-E, because I believe I've cracked code on that, as I have women that are absolutely in love with me. They experience that emotion of love, and I know how to create it. Not only do they feel it, I feel it. And to me, it's one of the most fulfilling experiences I've had in my life. So I'm very excited, and I know we still have some months left. Tonight, right now I'm out with Hannah, one of my girlfriends. We're eating. We're hanging out. I'm going to pick up some girls right in front of her. Then tonight, I take a break. I'll be back at 7:30. Tonight is the night I go out. From 7:30 to around 3 a.m. tonight, I'll be in the field. And I tell you, if you talk to me tomorrow, I'll be different. Because I'm going to be out there tonight. I'm going to be experimenting. I'm going to be exploring. I'm going to be practicing and perfecting the craft. I want to bring to everybody the idea of how beautiful this craft is, how it's life-changing. And it's so powerful. I truly believe it is one of the most powerful art forms on the planet. I grew up in the martial arts. I understand fighting. I understand power. I understand war. Believe me that I could submit the entire world with seduction as I am. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Very happy. And as I'm talking right now, I'm being checked out by all the women, which I really love. I'm walking around dressed so sharp, feeling so good, walking around and displaying myself because I'm in a restaurant and I'm doing this podcast, walking around with good posture with a beautiful woman. And it's never about this moment. This moment is helping me create the next moment. I'm watching whose eyes are lingering on me. There's a group of four set right there, four beautiful women. And yes, their eyes are here, and that's okay. That's okay. They've seen me take shots with the waitress. They've seen me kiss on the cheek. They've seen my beautiful girlfriend. And now they're watching me walk around the restaurant and have this conversation as if I own this goddamn fucking place. I must be somebody. Look at me. You need to learn this art, everybody. All right, I'll pass it on to Sean. I know we're very limited. Sean, if you have anything to say, and you know what, Sean, here's what I'm curious about. One of the things people always ask me, how do I get to your level? I say, you have to learn structure. You have to learn the mystery method. I always refer them back to mystery. Like 100%, people know. They call me, they say, what product of yours do I buy? I say, first, buy the mystery method, learn it, then buy my shit. Because it's truly the base for me, and I know that that's the base for you. You were mentored by mystery. You were mentored by Matador. I was mentored by mystery and Matador, and by you, and by you. Mm. So I'm curious, what do you think the idea of structure and it missing in people's games. What, do you have anything to say about that?
Absolutely, my friend. And in answer to your first question that you asked earlier on was, when you came in that first boot camp, did I know you were going to go far? Well, having had 10 years in the British Army and surrounded as an army training instructor by people who are in special forces units, they always talk about the SAS 1,000-yard stare. People have that look. And in business, we call that being laser-focused, as Jordan Belfort would say. And at the time, you definitely had that look. So I knew, I wasn't sure which path you were going to take, but I knew you'd find your own way because you had your own identity. So I was very excited to see where you were going to go and now see you in the flesh doing what you're doing, achieving the miraculous results that you are. And it's great to, you know, not only that, you're a character, you know, and it's nice to have other characters in the game. So yeah, I knew you were going to be good at some level. In answer to your question, your next one is, the mystery method. Well, I liken a system. It's like if something goes wrong on a car, you can't just change everything and play with it and then go into the garage and expect them to put it back together. They need to have a system and a fault-finding mechanism to correct anything that's going wrong. And they stick a machine on and they can identify immediately what the problem is. So when somebody's following a system, and by the way, system, I always say, stands for save yourself time, energy, and money. Because if you're following a system, you can almost find the holes in the system. And when you correct them, it makes the game easier to learn. People think that having a system and a structure is too rigid. It's not natural. Well, all I'd say is that, you know, how many people are on the planet and pretty much everyone human has a skeletal system. It has 640 bones. We all have about the same amount of bones. And it's not the bones. We all have the same muscles and connective tissue. But it's the very unique ways that we develop those muscles. We exercise them, we stretch them, we do sports and activity, and we learn and we grow. And over a period of time, you see, you watch a gymnast. You know, you're in martial arts. You watch a great martial artist or a gymnast applying that same system in their own unique way. And that's why humans are so beautiful, because of what they can achieve. But they're all based around a structure and a system. That structure will get you a lot farther than just being yourself and existing the way you are. I like the fact that Jung always talked about everything in life is called a concept of individuation. If you want to achieve everything in life, and that means becoming more than which you are. Everything that you are not, you want to become. That means you have to get uncomfortable. So if I just be myself and act that way, then I'm not growing. I'm not fulfilling my true potential as a man. So by having a system, which typically is a lot more difficult than just being myself, that I have to learn and grow with and follow and bring alive, then I know I'm growing. I have a better skill set because I have a system that I can speak to my brothers like you guys. And if something's going wrong, we can break it down. I can jump on the phone with Mystery. We can talk about it. And he'll know exactly where in that system I fucked up, or I can pinpoint, or I can get better at. But if you're just being yourself, you can't grow from being yourself.
Makes a lot of sense. And thank you for what you said, man. You know, I do recall those days very clearly. And it's always been a tradition of mine to respect my teachers who become my elders, you know. To me, an elder is not one of age, is one of knowledge and experience. And I truly wouldn't be where I'm at for everybody listening. If it wasn't for Mystery, there's no way I'd be here. 100%.
Mm.
If it wasn't for Matador, if it wasn't for Discovery, and even definitely for you, Vince, because even though I didn't come and take lessons from you, I did buy your DVDs. I did watch all of your stuff. I did analyze the shit out of your fucking DVDs. And so I know I'm great, but I think what makes me greater is that I carry my teachers with me, you know, and I think this is something that should be understood by everybody, and that I truly, you know, I've done this my entire life, and the biggest mistake I made was I broke relationship with my martial arts instructor a while back, my Taekwondo teacher, and after 18 or 19 years, I went and I apologized to him at his feet, and I kissed his feet, and I cried, and you know, it was quite a moment for me, because that was one of the biggest, if someone said, what's one of the biggest mistakes of your life? I said, it would be that I turned my back on my teacher, no matter what he said, because without him, I wouldn't be here. So I think it's very important that everybody understand that when you're coming to this globe as large, there's a history being made. Something I want to go over is the idea of pickup. You know, we didn't name it pickup. So we're going to go over that, because that word is hurting our community, and we have to redefine it. We have to revisit it. And, you know, we are social scientists. We are people in the field of human emotions and psychology more than anybody else. And on that note, I pass it on to you, Vince, because I know you predate all of us. You know, you've been my experience and Sean's experience. We still have less experience than you in this field. So
yes,
I'll pass it
Arash.
To you.
So, yes, brother, there is a significant, essential secret that I was reminded of on the night where, after all those years, we have been friends on Facebook for a long time. I had heard about him. I finally met Discovery. And gentlemen, if you get that little secret, you are going to skyrocket it. It's been voiced throughout this call, but I really want to outline it. I go back to 95. There's videos of me doing pickup in 1995. Not naming it that way, not organized. But if you watch it, you hear the person that was randomly filming me saying, there he goes at it again, and so on. Then I was part of the clique who was using NLP prior to anybody. We were working around Tony Robbins, and one guy suddenly, as I was thriving, said, hey, do you do the work of, we're not even going to name the person, but I got in touch with that person, and by the way, the person hired me, and I was a global coach for speed seduction, and then after that, to grow. And throughout all those years, of course, first, utmost respect to Mystery. Before that, it was Freddie, knew a little bit about it. And the event of Mystery, not only I also recommend, because it's very thorough, the methodology, and I've witnessed it from the way Discovery was teaching. I was that is, those guys are getting that. But also the fact that he spread it around the world, it was like, wow, what a brand. Utmost respect, one of the prior events and so on for his achievement. But here it is. You know, all coaches. And here's what I want to say that you guys got to understand. Through my long journey, I got exposed to hearing or getting glimpses of the mystery method. But my point is this, end of discovery. Until I got to hear it from discovery, and it was a brief presentation, I could not fully appreciate it. And then when I saw discovery in person and his delivery and the magic that he made happen that night, because that night, what he shared, not only was shared, but it was demonstrated. It was not demonstrated in a way, I'm going to now make a demo, but basically he was talking about how to quickly become the, without going for it, the person who commands the respect of the room. And I'm saying it in my own words, he said it in his own words. And sure enough, there was one chick in attendance, and she went from like kind of looking, oh, well, who are those guys, to being mesmerized by him, to departing with him. And every guy was gravitating around. So it was like, okay, here's how you do it. Let me explain, and now watch me do it. That's when I had the full appreciation. After all those years, that's when I go, oh, that is mystery method. That is discovery. So why am I saying that, gentlemen? You may have read the books. You may have heard the podcast and so on. Until you are there with the person, you will not have a full understanding and appreciation of what it is about. Now, if you make that times five, okay, and what's peculiar this year is that we narrowed it down to five people whose impact has been phenomenal, okay? Number one, Arash Zipar, motherfucking the bazaar, comes in and creates a total revolution, and you guys know what I'm talking about, okay? Suddenly, it was like, let's take this whole fucking community and skyrocket it in the future. Then for me, I was joking around the other day. I was saying when some of the guys out there reach 49 and they look back and they go, fucking Vince Kelvin, he was 49 doing that shit the way he was doing it. They're going to have a whole different sense of appreciation and amusement for it. So I go from 95, that's 22 fucking years, and I'm at it more hungry than ever before. But at this point, for me, it's legacy. I want the guys to achieve in record time what I've achieved my whole life. Then we're bringing discovery. Mystery method is more alive through him than ever before. Path in a lifestyle, and right away there's a sense of wealth. He came to my place. I noticed the beverage he left behind. That was a very peculiar beverage that only A-list would be able to get a hand of. And his whole mannerism, and we took a walk in the neighborhood, and I'm familiar with the neighborhood, and I would see the neighborhood opening to him. We are bringing Bad Boy, Bad Buzz. First, if you know Bad Boys upbringing, there's nothing like it. And the adversity that he ever came, you have no idea. That alone gives me so much respect for him. Then he was a pioneer. He was a guy who went, oh, go direct, and everybody was like, oh, no, no, no. And a touch of natural romantic hero. There's no one like John Keegan. He travels the world. You call him tomorrow. He's staying somewhere in, you know, the country, and then he's back before you know it. So it's the five of us plus everybody who's someone, and you go to GSLRconvention.com, GSLRconvention.com, and this is at the level of seduction. We're going to touch on fashion, vocal training, acting, mixed martial arts, magic, street magic, developing your business, starting your own career, going from being an employee to an employer, managing your money. We have female coaches, one will teach you how to get cougar, one will teach you stand bisexual women, and the list goes on and on. There's no way to explain it. Watch the trailer, and I'm looking at the time. Do two more things. If you hear this on Discoveries, please contact him. He's got a little incentive for you guys, and go to GSLRconvention.com to watch the trailer, get your tickets September 22nd, 23rd, 24th to honor guests and your time and your presence. For anyone who wants to check out your stuff on your side, Discovery, where do they go?
Right now, the best place to find us is 3secondrule.com, number 3secondrule.com. And I will, as you said there, I think it cut out for a moment, I will be in Vegas next weekend. And as always, we can always squeeze another couple of guys in who are at least coachable and willing to learn and approach. As long as they're willing to make the approach, we can do magic with them. So yes, I'll be in Vegas rocking that place next weekend. And I'm very excited about that. But I'm more excited to be coming to join you guys in L.A., and especially more so because here I'm rostered on with you, Arash. So we're going to a strip club together. So me and your styles in a strip club, I think it's going to be groundbreaking. I have no idea what's going to happen. Mr. Yule said my style was very social violation. And I think yours is not far off that as well. And two grounded men with our different personalities in a strip club. I'm thinking fireworks, my friend.
Yeah. VIPs, you get your choice of different boot camps from strip clubs and so on.
Right?
And it will be the event of a lifetime. So thank you, Sean. Thank you, my brother. We see you at the Global SLR in September. GSLRconvention.com.